Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten have agreed on a new parliamentary committee that will seek to find a common ground and work towards a referendum on Indigenous recognition in the Constitution. The committee will be established following Labour backing a constitutionally enshrined Indigenous voiced parliament, whereas Mr. Turnbull has rejected the idea as anti-democratic. Viktor Petrovich has more.
Late last week, it was announced that a bipartisan joint select committee would be established to work towards Indigenous constitutional recognition. Liberal MP Julian Lisa has been tipped as the co-chair of the committee. He says that the aims of the committee are threefold.
Firstly, to look at the previous recommendations that have been made by various reports and see which of those recommendations gather support of Indigenous people as well as support across the political spectrum and a support of the majority of Australians. And then secondly, following on from the Referendum Council and the Uluru Statement from the Heart, look at the way in which Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are currently consulted and engaged on policies and legislation that affects them, and try and find ways in which you can create methods of consultation and engagement which will help improve economic advancement and social outcomes for our First Peoples.
Prominent Indigenous Labor MP Linda Burney stresses the importance of the Uluru Statement from the Heart in the committee process.
There is a lot to talk about other than Uluru. I mean, they want to examine, which is perfectly reasonable, but it's not reasonable unless there is the Uluru outcome. But I understand that they want to look at things like the work of the expert panel on constitutional reform and a number of other pieces of work, which is fine. But you cannot, when you look at the terms of reference, you can't not discuss the outcomes of Uluru as a very important aspiration for Aboriginal people. And the other thing, of course, is that Labor has already made the commitment that if there is not going to be a referendum, then Labor will legislate for a voice to the Parliament in lieu of a referendum. So you don't have to rely on a referendum to make this happen, is what we're saying.
This is, of course, not the first committee to be established on this issue, as pointed out by Rod Little, who is the co-chair of the National Congress of First Nations Peoples.
There were other committees also established making recommendations, which I think there was the expert panel, the committee chaired by Ken and Nova, and I guess there was a meeting of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders with the then Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, in 2015. So this thing has been going on for some time, and if the concerns aren't discussed with First Peoples, again, it sort of lessens the height of hoping that something significant will come out. If there is action out of this committee, I would hope that it's expedient and that it can happen in a way that is inclusive of First Peoples. This is a partner between Australia's First Peoples and the Parliament of Australia, not necessarily just the government or a bipartisan. This has to be a total commitment from the entire Parliament of Australia.
The importance of Indigenous representation enshrined in legislation is an issue of contention between the two major political parties at the table in this committee. Belinda Burney says that Labor has higher hopes for this particular process.
We have thought long and hard about participating in the committee and are very much doing it in a spirit of bipartisanship and also from a position of goodwill. We were very much arguing that the terms of reference had to give the committee the capacity to talk about a whole range of things, including the outcomes of Uluru.
Despite Malcolm Turnbull's rejection of the Indigenous voice to Parliament enshrined in the Constitution, Julian Lisa thinks this process may be able to finally provide a legislative voice for Indigenous peoples.
Well, I think the government has been clear that the government doesn't support an elected Indigenous body in the Constitution, Indigenous representative body in the Constitution. That's been very clear. But what Uluru and the Referendum Council have done is to give this committee, the government, the Parliament a direction. And they've said that Indigenous people want to be more consulted and engaged. They want to have a voice in decisions that directly affect them. This committee's job is to put meat on the bones of that idea. How do we get to that point?
Liberal member for Burrara, Julian Lisa, ending that report by Victor Petrovich.